You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today,
the Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
Some will be cups and it's good. Don't get mad at the cup. Thou prepares a table before me in the midst of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil and my cup. You got the overflow. That means you need a saucer in your life. So the overflow is caught too. They can sip from the sauce. Some people used to that, and that's why God has you that way. Overflow is for them. The filling of the cup is for you, but the overflow is for the sauce.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Lift Up Your Eyes. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 2.
Let's dive a little deeper into the process of making a vessel out of clay. Whether you know it or not, God had an image in his mind when he grabbed you out of clay, out of a large group of it, and harvest you and put you up on a wheel of circumstance. He didn't just lump the clay. He had a mindset of something that he wanted to create in you. I heard of a group of people wanting to pave a highway into this remote area in a different country. And there was a statue that was there. And it had clay all over it. And so they had to move it. And they wanted to be delicate because the natives were very, very tied to this image. I'm not saying they worshipped it, but it was sacred to them. And so those that would build the highway wanted to be sensitive to the natives, because if you ever know anything about segregation or integration or even colonization, you don't want everybody mad at you when you're trying to build structures, because they will try to blow them up. So if you're building a railroad in Africa, you want the natives to kind of get with you. And so you may feed them, give them liquor and all of that and all this other stuff and gun for exchange of peace and make them fight with each other so you can build your stuff to pull out of the resources out. That's how it is done. And it's been done for millions, thousands of years, I would say. And if you're not careful, the same strategy is here today. Slap us, but he's after our children. My God, help me. But anyway, they're building, they want to take this statue out of this area, this image out of this area, but it's wrapped up in clay. It's clay. It's several hundred years old, maybe a few thousand years old, and they want to move it. And they're being very careful as they move it. But as they move it, they notice that some of the clay is falling off. So they recalibrate, start over again, trying to move it very carefully. Other things fall off. They stop and they try to recalibrate again because it's surrounded by clay. All of a sudden, a large portion of it falls off. And what they discovered is that the whole statue was gold. They covered the gold with clay. Underneath all that clay was gold. And I just wanted to say the same thing to you. Enemy wants us to be tied to what the clay feels like, but there's gold underneath it, for we have this treasure in an earthen vessel. And if the enemy can make you feel like you don't know, or you don't see, or you don't value yourself, or no one else values you, you will begin to downplay the fact that there's gold underneath this clay. God knows it. But do you, oh my God, do you know it? Have anybody ever told you that there's gold substance underneath all of that? That he put there. Glory to God. So the excellency can be of God and not of us. I can't put gold in me. Only he can. So design is in the mind of God. Trust the mind of God. If design is in his mind, then trust his mind. Your design is not in your mind. Your desire is, but not your design. You can desire anything. There are people who desired to do this, but when you're 50 and you turn your back, did you do what you desired? Or did God take you down a different path? Most people shift from the thing they desire when they were children. So stop looking at desire and look at designer. The designer is the one, and the refiner is the one that's molding you. So let's find out what he sees. And what he wants. I'm preaching to you because I've had to walk these corridors and say to him, Lord, I have to trust you. Actually, my life is yours. I give it to you. Out of Isaiah 29 and 16, you turn things upside down. I want y'all to see this. It's right there in the text. You turn things upside down as if the potter were thought to be like the clay. Shall what is formed say to one who formed it? You did not make me. Can the pot say to the potter, you know nothing? Yet many of us, clay pots, pointing at God, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're doing. I know me. No. He knows you. You turn things upside down. The potter can take the pot and turn it upside down and say, I'm not going to move it for several years. Or he can turn it right side up. I'm going to put some soil in here and put flowers in it. It's for his glory. I think we started off by saying we must first realize he's high and lifted up and he's in charge and that he's sovereign. The second thing we need to do after coming out of the sovereign piece is he's the supplier. And the third thing we need to do is say he's generous. And Isaiah said he can turn things upside down. He does it. Oh, my God. Lord, turn me right side up, please. The Lord is about to make cups and pitchers here at Truth Revealed. I preached this a few years ago, but he's doing it now, making cups and pitchers. Some of you are going to be cups. Some of you would have a larger capacity. You will be pitchers. This is the problem with the pitcher. The pitcher will never feel full. Because your job is to pour into others. And you will never feel like you get what you pour out. Oh my God. Some people are cups. They're always filled. And it's good. Because he uses you as he wills. He walks around with you. And it's easy for you because he sips and you get filled up again. And he sips and you get filled up again. Others are pitchers and you're always pouring. As soon as you're filled. Jesus. You got to be able to say, God, you made me thus. You turned me upside down. Glory to God. Man almost hit Dinah Ross, but I'm going to leave her alone. Almost hit her. I'm growing, man. That's right, you heard it. You heard it. That's right, you heard it. I'm growing. Thank you, Jesus, for 60. Thank you for 60. Almost hit down the road. Some will be cups, and it's good. don't get mad at the cup. Thou prepares a table before me in the midst of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil and my cup. You got the overflow. That means you need a saucer in your life. So the overflow is caught too. They can sip from the saucer. And some people used to that. And that's why God has you that way. Overflow is for them. The filling of the cup is for you. But the overflow is for the saucer, folks. They don't pour it all. They just get it. Glory. I'm preaching today. And then you got pitchers. You want a larger capacity, but the job of the pitcher is to keep pouring. You get filled, but you got to pour. And you got to pour. And you feel, but you got to start pouring. And sometimes it doesn't feel like it's transactional or it's equal or it's unfair. But he made us that way. Don't look down on cups if you're the pitcher. And if you're the pitcher, don't look down on cups if you're the pitcher. And if you're the cup, don't have a problem with the pitcher. You may not want to trade. You got to learn to stay in your lane and let God work with you. Nehemiah was the cupbearer. So was the cupbearer to Pharaoh at his pleasure. But if he doesn't like it, he can always send you to the dungeons. Oh, my God. Be careful how you handle cups. Because temperament is tied to cups. Man, I can preach it. I want the cup. You want to be the cupbearer, really? Do you really want it? You know what comes with that when you're serving sovereignty, when you're serving somebody and they don't like what you do? Their frown could be devastating. That's why you got to be tougher when you're handling the cup. Somebody told me one time, I'm not the king and I'm not the cupbearer. I'm the cup prepared for the pouring. Oh, my God. So we got to watch that. Design is in his mind. Trust the designer. Write it down. You also got to trust the potter at his wheel. Stop looking at the wheel now. Trust the potter at his wheel. Trust the potter at his wheel. He's the one that's causing it to spin. If it's hard for you to trust the potter at his wheel, try to trust your heavenly Father at his wheel. Our Lord is like the Father or the potter. I believe he's described in this particular text out of Jeremiah 18. As the Father who's skillful in his work, he knows what he's doing. He knows what's best for me. He knows how to work it. He knows what needs to be pulled out. So he will soften me. He will soften me. I'm a little hard. He'll splash water on me. It looks muddy, but what he's after is the worm that he saw. So he softens me so it won't be as painful when he goes in to get the worm. Because he can't use worms when he's molding me. And he doesn't want the worm when he fires me. In other words, when he puts me in the refiner's fire, he doesn't want the image of the worm stuck in me. So he's got to clean me out. Because many of us, we got a lot of stuff in us that God is trying to get out when we spin. Like worry and worms. Before he forms you into the absolute vessel, he wants you to lift up your eyes. That's what you need to do. What we need to do is keep our eyes elevated unto the Lord. Now, I need to admit something to you. I haven't always been this way, and it's difficult every time I spin to not look at the circumstance, watch this, and say, why me? Why am I going through this? What did I do? I've learned over the years that you can't stay there long. Though we all go through it, The longer you stay there, the longer you'll spend. The quicker you're able to transition by lifting up, God said, okay, they're in the right posture for me to do my work. Get your eyes up. Lift them up, and God will bless you. Hardship sometimes will make us want to get up off the wheel, but trust the Father's heart. I'm going to stay right there, Lord, until you move me. Glory to God. I didn't want to be in this building for 24 years. 24? But he has us here. And I promised him some things. Number one, that I would not escape the people. In other words, I'm not going to walk away, walk out that door when I'm finished and not greet people. I promised him I wouldn't do that as long as he has me here. If we had another facility and y'all was mad at me, I would exit right. I'm preaching and y'all looking at me, I would just go, I hit the door, bam, I'm out. Go to my office and chill. For 24 years, I walked through the midst of you. When you mad, get mad if I shake your hand, if I miss it, he walked past me, didn't shake. That man ain't all that. I'm in the barbershop. That man ain't all that Truth Revealed. I got a newspaper up, going off. Well, go off then, sir. The barber said, man, cut that down, man. Watch that, man. He didn't say Bishop is sitting right there. Going off, all the bust him in his mouth. That's what the man said, all the bust him in his mouth. Wow. So I took the paper down. He looked right up at me, and there was silence as we looking at each other. And I was tempted to say something, just like you are. But I held my peace, thank you, Jesus. All of my pieces. Yeah, all of them. All of them. Got in my car, walked out, put my paper under my rear. Got it, walked out, and I stopped going in those barbershops. You say he think he all that because he got a barber's chair at the church, but you don't understand. What would you do? I'm not asking you to get into the place of the pitcher. You understand? Stay the cup. Because you may not like it. If you pour and pour and pour and pour and pour, and that's what you get from your community. But that's why God makes us so. He has me here. I promised him I would do what I do, regardless of what he said. I'll let him make me thicker so I can handle the. Give me grace. That's a good prayer. Give me grace for the moment. You didn't change the circumstance. I need more grace because this is really getting on my nerves. Oh, my God. I have to trust the mindset of the potter. And in Genesis 13 and 14. And the Lord said to Abraham after Lot had separated from him. Glory to God. And Lot was not a covenant man. Abraham was. And he pulled Lot out of his former land and Lot traveled with him. The problem with Lot is he forgot who the covenant maker was. He didn't prosper because he had it like that. He prospered based on the relationship he had with Abraham, not with God. And some people benefit from God because they connected with you. If it was up to them, they wouldn't have no covenant because they never cut covenant with God. It's because you have covenant and you love them and God blesses them too. That's what I'm saying. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. The overflow is for the people who may not have covenant. But because the cup is in the saucer, you get some of it too. Some people get it twisted. They don't talk to God. They don't pray. They don't seek God. They just get the benefit of what's flowing out of them. Oh, my God. And Lot started feeling himself. Man, I got herds. My stuff is growing. He didn't even understand. Your stuff growing because you're tied to a man that God loves. A man that he called friend. A man that when he spoke to, he moved. You don't move when he speaks to you. You stay. You set your tent and pitch it towards Sodom. You can't wait until Friday comes so you can party. But there's some of us, hallelujah, that pin our tent toward the Lord. And because we've done it year after year, if you connect with us, hallelujah, we're not God, but there's an oil that comes from us, and there's some sauce that overflows out of us, and there's something that God put in us, and it flows on you as well. Come on, somebody pray for me. They had me on their mind. I wasn't praying. They prayed for me. Don't forget the family prayer. Oh, my God. So Lot got to a place where he said, I don't need all of this. He started quarreling with the man that he had covenant with. That's why a lot of times it's the blessing that messes us up. Stop looking at the blessing, man, and get with the blessing maker. It is not poverty that kills us most of the time. Poverty usually brings people together. It's when things start flowing. You can see it right there in the text. The Bible says after Abraham left or separated from Lot. But before that, read the chapter. You see there was quarreling, always arguing. It wasn't good for Lot. I want to get out. It's not good because he didn't have no covenant. The Bible says after he separated, there came a time where they'd be arguing so much they had to separate. But God spoke to Abraham. Look at this word. Lift up your eyes now. Glory to God. And that's what's happening a lot of times in life. You got to be able to say what's important and what's not important. Glory to God. I believe Abraham loved Lot. Actually, the scripture says a little later in the book of Genesis that Lot got in trouble and Abraham went and rescued him. Oh, my God. He couldn't even protect himself. But he got to quarrel all the time. Listen, Doc. Let's work together. But after he separated, and many of us need to separate from things that are close to us that look like us. I'm going to say Lot represented the flesh. And he had to separate or cut it. Cut it, 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 cut it. After he separated, after he cut it, lift up your eyes from this place. Look from the place from where you stand, northward, south, east, and west. All the land which you see, I will give you. Notice you won't even understand territories until you separate from Lot and lift up your eyes. Notice, separate and lift up. Separate and what? Lift up. Lift up your eyes. There are things you can never discover in life until there's a lifting of your head. You're crying about the circumstance, but you got to get to a point where you can lift up your eyes. He said, I got stuff for you that you never dreamed of. Oh, my God. I'm going to expand you like the dust of the earth. I'm going to expand you like you've never dreamed of. I like verse 18. After God finished talking to Abraham about walking in the land and putting your feet on the soil. Look at verse 18. Then Abram moved his tent and went to dwell in the area where the terebinth trees of Mamre were, which is in Hebron, and built an altar there. He never lost his relationship with God. Can somebody say amen? I believe our church is here. I believe our church is here. Well, it's time for Lot to go. He's been hanging out in the camp way too long. Amen. And he thinks because he's prospering, he's cool. But the only reason why you prosper is because you're hanging out with people who are blessed. Heart ain't here, never been here, never wanted to be here. Just hanging out. When I was coming up, some men, they can spin women off. Women was always walking up to him, trying to talk and all this. He could say a few things. That's all he had to say is a few things to get the women. Other men couldn't get nobody, but he hung around the man that could. Just standing there. And if you're standing there long enough, you may get lucky.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Lift Up Your Eyes, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2407-2111. That's reference number 2407-2111.
Trim Nation, it is time to donate and make a difference. The Ministry of Education is currently taking donations of book bags filled with school supplies for each grade level in preparation for the Back to School giveaway on Saturday, August 10th at 10 a.m. For details, email moe@truthrevealed.org. Summer break is almost ending, and the popular Back to School sale tax holiday will begin on Monday, July 29th. Get ready to take advantage of the tax exemption on certain items, including clothing, footwear, personal computers, and certain computer-related accessory through Sunday, August 11th. Ute Church is in full swing. Connect your middle and high schoolers with their peers in a fun and high energy environment where they can be mentored and grow together every Sunday at 11 a.m. Join the movement. Come thrive with us. Sign up for the life-changing Driven Group today. Scan the QR code in the foyer to unlock your life's purpose. Contact Elder Toby for more information.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day. Thank you.